Amen. Let's look into the sons of God. I think if we're going to go there, we need to start in Galatians. Well, actually, Romans is a better place to start. Romans 8. Can I make a little drawing here? Of the tabernacle. Okay, I'll do it right here. Oh, you want to go up?
Yeah.
You won't be able to see it. Okay. No, I'm not an artist, so I just draw. Just a little drawing here. Okay. Just a basic outline of the tabernacle. And why do I put a tabernacle when we are talking about sons of God? Because you need to understand that God has a plan and a pattern. We read the verse in the verses in Ephesians chapter 4.
Musíme totiž pochopit, že Bůh má svůj plán, že má svůj záměr, že má nějaký obraz. My jsme četli ty verše Efeský ze 4. kapitoly.
That God has placed ministry until.
Že Bůh vložil do církve služebnosti až do nějakého času, až do nějakého okamžiku.
You see, we look forward to getting out of our job, to where I no longer have to preach or teach.
A těším se na to, kdy přijde ke skončení tahle moje práce. Už nebudeme muset vyučovat, nebudeme muset kázat.
Until we all come to the perfect man, to the, how do they say it, to the measure, the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ. Did I get that right?
A to se nestane, dokud všichni nedonoseme jednu tu víru, tu plnou míru postavy věku Kristovu.
So here we have an outer court.
Tady v tom stánku máme vnější nádvoří.
Here we have a holy place.
Máme svatyni.
Here we have a holy of holies. Okay. Now, there's a progression here of going into, how do I say it? Higher, more exclusive, perhaps would be a word, into a place. The people could come into this outer court.
V stánku existuje cesta. Čím jdete hlouběji do toho stánku, tím je to něco, co je jaksi uzavřenější nebo exkluzivnější. Lid obecně mohl přijít na vnější nádvoří.
Priests were allowed to come into this place.
Kněží,
certain of the sons of Levi.
Kněží, synové Levi, byli schopni vstupovat do svatyně.
They had a certain ministry unto the Lord in this place. They kept the lampstand. They trimmed the lamps. They filled the oil.
Udržovali ten
They refreshed the 12 loaves on the table of showbread, and they were also to eat the loaves. And they also ministered the burning of incense at the golden altar. Okay. So there was not everyone was permitted here in the holy place. Okay. Now, once a year, on the Day of Atonement, the high priest started here at the golden altar.
A jednou za rok, když přišel ten den očišťování, tak nejvyšší kněz začínal u toho zlatého oltáře.
Burn the incense. And he went then before the mercy seat, and not without blood. Where the presence of God would meet with him. Okay, so an even more, shall we say, exclusive place. In God.
Co se týče Boha, tak to bylo ještě více exkluzivní, výjimečné místo, ta svatyně svatý.
Now God told Moses that this was a pattern.
A Bůh řekl Mojžíšovi, že tohle je předobraz.
And the Holy Spirit told Paul in the book of Hebrews that this is a pattern of heavenly things.
A Duch Boží řekl Pavlovi, když psal těchto židům, tak tam napsal, že tenhle obraz je obraz duchovních věcí.
Which means it is a pattern of spiritual things.
Je to obraz něčeho duchovního, ne přirozeného.
And it is a picture of the whole house of God. Okay, the whole house of God. Okay, so how is this a picture of the house of God? Just quickly, we won't do tabernacle all afternoon. Just for review. This is a brazen altar. There's two altars, a brazen altar and a golden altar. And they did not bring blood for sacrifice on the golden altar, but the blood was shed on the brazen altar. And brass means judgment. So when we come into God, when we come into Christ, we stop first at the place of sacrifice of the blood.
A když přijdeme k Bohu, tak se nejprve zastavíme na tom místě, kde se v oběť vylévala krev.
So it was where the blood of lambs and bulls and what have you was shed as a sin offering before God. And it foreshadowed the coming of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. So to become a Christian, you come to this step first.
Člověk, který se stal křesťanem,
you acknowledge your sin, you ask forgiveness, and you receive by faith the blood of Jesus Christ, and your sinful conscience is purged by the blood.
A to svědomí člověka obtížené hříchem je očištěné Kristovou krví.
It's in the book of Hebrews. All right. And then we come to the laver. Again, it is also brass. And it is a picture of baptisms.
A reprezentuje křty.
Baptisms with an S.
Křty.
Did you notice that in Hebrews? Baptisms. Well, how many baptisms are there? Well, there's a baptism in water. First of all, this is water in here. The book of Acts very clearly speaks of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I don't read anywhere where these things died out when John died. Amen. And there is also Paul speaks of a baptism into Christ. So baptism, the word baptism means, does it mean like this? Did I baptize you? What, you got one drop of water, didn't you? Oh, two drops. But you weren't baptized. If I poured it on you, would you be baptized? No. You'd get wet, yes. But if you came and you said, I want to make a covenant, death to self, I want to be buried with Christ and risen again to newness of life, and I took you to the river and I put you completely in the river and brought you out, now I would be baptizing you in water, right? Okay. Now, you said you want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Can I baptize you in the Holy Spirit? No. I can lay hands on you till I rub the hair off your head, and you might not be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, amen, Jesus baptizes you in the Holy Spirit. Now, I can't baptize you into Christ either. And to be baptized in Christ, it's the same definition. It means that you are completely immersed in Christ. See, out here, you have Christ in me, the hope of glory. See, here's the man, Christ in me. And now Christ is in me, I can pretty well go where I want to go. I might even go out here. Out here is called the world. Out here is darkness. And sometimes people come back out. Because Christ is in me. And if I keep doing that, I'm going to grieve Christ, the Spirit, and He's not going to want to do that anymore. But now, if I'm baptized in Christ, here is, I have to make it in another color. Here is Christ. Okay? Here is me. I'm baptized in Christ. Now where do I go? Only where He goes. I'm completely baptized in Christ now. If He goes right, I go right. If He goes left, I go left. So you see, it's a different kind of life being in here than it is being out here.
Život
there's a certain different kind of level of maturity, shall we say. Now, how far do I have to go in order to be saved? Do I have to go all the way to the perfect man, to the fullness of the measure of the stature of the measure of the stature of Christ, anyway? Wouldn't that be here at the mercy seat, where the throne of God is? How many of you want to go to the throne of God? Amen. Paul said, "Let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And he said, also Paul said, now, that there is a veil on our mind. Now, at the time of crucifixion, the veil in the Jewish temple, what happened to it?
Víte, že v okamžiku ukřižování, v době ukřižování Ježíše Krista, tak se něco stalo s tou oponou, který byl v židovském chrámu.
Ripped.
Opona se roztrhla.
Top to bottom. Ripped.
Roztrhla se.
Torn. So, as far as God is concerned,
takže co se týče Boha,
God does not have any barrier between him and us that we can now come to the throne of grace.
Bůh nemá ze svého pohledu žádnou bariéru. Otevřel cestu člověku tomu trůnu milosti. Z jeho strany tam není bariéra.
But there's still a barrier. But it's not God's barrier. It's my barrier. It's my veil that I can't break through. So I do not know at the present time any man who is living completely in this place, the Holy of Holies. Now, Jesus Christ lived in this place. When he walked for 3.5 years, he walked in this place. And he confirmed, as Daniel said, he confirmed the covenant with us. Daniel said there was a 1 week covenant. 7 years. And Jesus Christ was cut off in the midst of that time. So there is still a people who God is going to have that will walk and live in that place as Christ for 3.5 years. Okay, let's go back to the beginning here now again. We don't have time to take everything. This is the outer court is a good place for children Christians. Baby Christians. Young Christians. Now you can be a young Christian and be 50, 55, 60 years old. You can be 16 years old and be living in the holy place. Or younger, if you want to be. Amen. I'm just using numbers. It doesn't. I'm not making doctrine out of these numbers. All right. So how far into this, the thief on the cross that repented, how far did he come into this? What step did he come? Did he get baptized?
No.
So the thief, he saw the blood. And he repented. He recognized Jesus is Lord when you come into your kingdom. Jesus saw his heart, it was right. And he said, today you will be with me in paradise. Now, the problem with the church systems is that most of them have made their home base somewhere out here. I need a new color. Is blue a good color for church? Yeah, okay. Some say, okay, we're going to build our church here. And we're the salvation people. Get them saved, get them saved, get them saved, get them saved. Amen. Send out the evangelists. Evangelize, evangelize, evangelize. It doesn't matter how, just get them to say, I believe you, Jesus. Then there are churches who build their church here. That's supposed to be a steeple. By the way, I don't believe in steeples, but these churches have them anyway. Amen. It's a Babylon symbol. You knew that. Yeah. But these are the churches that build these things, and they camp out here. This is a church that is very strong, baptized, 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 baptized. And they might even be called Baptists. And then there's some that have but you have to have the second or third work is the Holy Spirit. You have to have another one. So we will build another one, but we're going to build it closer here. And we're better than this one here because we have the Holy Spirit. And that's as far as we're going to go. We don't want to get into this. I don't trust that, you know. So, you know, if you're just baptized in the Holy Spirit, and that's as far as you go, you're still not in Christ.
Tak jste se stále ještě nedostali do svatyně, nedostali jste se do Krista.
You want me to tell you something terrible about myself?
Můžu vám o sobě něco hrozného říct?
It's so long ago that I hope nobody remembers. After I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, I backslid. And I'm not very proud of it. But the Lord was very merciful. And He came to me and He just did one little good thing for me. It was a very small, tiny miracle, but it caught my heart.
Krásný, malý, drobný zázrak, který znovu polapil moje srdce.
I was so moved that I said, Lord, I will never, ever leave you again.
A se mnou to tak pohnulo, že jsem řekl, pane, už tě nikdy znovu neopustím.
And I believe from that, see, what I did is I made a decision at that point, not just to accept the blood of Jesus,
a v tom okamžiku jsem,
not just to be forgiven,
nejenom, že jsem přijal krev Kristovu,
but I made a decision, I will go all the way, I will go to death if I have to.
A rozhodl jsem se, že půjdu po té cestě až do jejího konce, a bude-li nutné, tak i tam zůst.
And I believe that I began to step into this place here. I didn't know that. I didn't know all this at the time.
A myslím, že jsem začal procházet dovnitř do té svatyně. Samozřejmě jsem o tomhle nic nevěděl, neměl jsem tohle učení.
So the whole house of God includes children.
A tak ten Boží dům obsahuje děti.
It's a good place for children. We need to bring children in.
Je to dobré místo pro děti a děti je tam potřeba uvádět.
How many of you know we need children? Amen. How many of you started off as a child? Yes, I did. I started off as a child. That's my history. Interesting, isn't it? No, I didn't start off as 60 years old or anything like that. Or actually more now. But then there's another term. What is the Greek term for the children now? It's children is technon, right? I should put that in black so you can see it. Technon. T-E-C, is it H? Or K? T-E-C-K. N-O-N. Technon. Now, you need to start looking these up as you read your Bible. Get a King James, get a Strong's Concordance, or better yet, get a computer, and it has all these things in it, and if you're like Martin, you know how to use your computer. And among the sons of God, H-U-I-O-S. H-U-I-O-S, and that word, I've got a backward here, that word means sons. Sons. So you see, the Bible doesn't come right out and say, well, the outer court is full of children and the holy place is full of sons. But while we're in Romans 8, chapter
8,
let's read a couple of verses. The whole 8th chapter has a theme that we walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Am I right? The whole 8th chapter, everything in the 8th chapter.
Takové nosné téma, které je, že nechodíme podle těla, nechodíme tělesně, nechodíme Duchem Božím, jsme vedeni Duchem Božím.
If you live after the flesh, you will die. But if you through the Spirit mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live.
Že budete-li žít podle těla, zemřete, ale budete-li skrze ducha umrtvovat skutky těla, budete žít.
Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Nebo kteříkoliv Duchem Božím vedení bývají, ti jsou synové Boží.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to be led by the Spirit of God?
Co to znamená být veden Duchem Božím?
How are you led by the Spirit of God?
Jak jste vedeni Duchem Božím?
For instance, how many of you were led by the Spirit of God to come to these meetings? Do you believe you were led by the Spirit of God? Some of you are here, you don't know why you came. Did someone put a rope on you? Okay, let's believe that the Spirit of God led you to come, okay? It's a small thing. But I want to, you know, I was asking a brother one time about this. And he said, now I don't know if I can prove this from Greek or anything like that, but he says to be led by the Spirit of God, his meaning was, it means that you are under the government of the Holy Spirit.
Znamená to, že jste pod vládou nebo pod nadvládou, pod vlivem Božího ducha.
Now if I choose and we're allowed to make my life in Czech Republic, I would have to be under the government of the rulers of Czech Republic, would I not?
Například já tady rozhodl, že se přestěhuji do Česka, do České republiky, tak bych spadal do tu jurisdikce tady té vaší místní vlády a zákonu, je to tak?
I don't mean my spiritual life. I mean in my natural life. If I earn money, I would have to pay taxes to the government. If I want to drive, I would have to obey the rules of the road. And the same thing, as I dwell in America, there are certain rules of government that I must obey. But to be called sons of God mean that I must be under the government of a higher kingdom.
Ale být Božím synem znamená, že jsem pod vládou nějakého vyššího království.
Now, as a son of God,
jakožto Boží syn,
there are requirements on me that might not be on you.
Budu-li Božím synem, tak se na mě budou vztahovat principy a požadavky, které se nebudou vztahovat na ostatní.
This little sister is Esther. Are you not? Are you Esther? No, wait a minute. What? Veronica. Yes, your sister is Esther. Okay, you're the Esther or Veronica. You're somewhat around 11 or 12 years old? Okay. Now, I'm a little older than that. Not much, but a little. And do you believe that God has requirements of me that he doesn't require of you?
Věříš tomu, že Bůh po mně chce některé věci, které třeba po tobě nechce?
Is that possible?
Je to možné?
Yeah. Okay, and then there are things you have to do that I don't have to do.
Ale pak zase třeba jsou některé věci, které ty musíš dělat, ale já už je dělat nemusím.
So you have to obey your mother, and I don't have to obey your mother. But I have to obey God. And he's a lot harder on me than your mother is on you. His requirements are a little different. Amen. So, to be a son of God. See, this word sons of God now here is the word hoios. Mature ones.
Synové Boží, ti dorostlí, vyzrálí, dospělí Boží synové, těm se říká v češtině hoios.
Now, let's go down to verse 18.
Verš 18, 8. kapitole Římanů.
It says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us.
Nebo tak za to mám, že nejsou rovná utrpení nynějšího času oné slávě, která se zjeviti má na nás.
Glory revealed in us.
Mluví se tady o slávě, která se má zjevit na nás, nebo v nás.
Okay, where is the glory here?
Kde je ta sláva?
Where is the greatest glory?
Kde je největší sláva?
Here? Oh yes, right here.
Shekinah
glory. Now, there's different ways to see this glory. You look out and there's a sun. And the sun might look very beautiful at sunset. And we beheld his glory. John said in the very first chapter, what, the 14th verse, I think? Says, we beheld his glory. What does that mean? That means we saw it. Our eyes saw, we were witness of the glory. Now, there's something else. Moses had a different experience with the glory. He saw the Lord, and he talked to the Lord face to face. Well, kind of face to face. And when Moses came down, he had to put a veil on his face.
A když Mojžíš sestupoval z té hory z Boží přítomnosti, musel si zakrýt svůj tvář závojem.
Because the glory was what?
Protože ta sláva.
Upon him.
Ta sláva byla na něm, že?
Let me just turn quickly to Isaiah chapter 60.
A podívejte se se mnou ještě rychle do Izajáše kapitoly 60.
Arise and shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
A tam se píše, povstaň a zaskvěj se, poněvadž přišlo světlo tvé a sláva Hospodinova vzešla nad tebou.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee.
Nebo aj tmy přikrý zemi a mrákota národy, ale nad tebou vzejde Hospodin a sláva jeho nad tebou vidína bude.
That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Zní to hezky, dobře, že jo?
Would you like that?
Chtěl bys to?
Is there anything better than that?
Je něco lepšího než tohle?
Oh yes, there's something better than that.
Ano, já.
Isaiah said, the glory to be seen upon you. But Paul said in Romans, the glory will be revealed in us. That means that we become the glory. We become like who? Christ. So how many of you want to become like Christ? Amen. This is a good promise. He doesn't promise this to the world. And I believe, brethren, he is specifically talking about the sons of God. You see, there's a difference in the church. You can be in a church and you can be children all your life. And the preacher will tell you every Sunday that you're saved and you're born again and you're saved and sanctified and glad you are and you're going to glory. And you will have eternal life if you have the blood. But the problem with that kind of preaching every Sunday is that you remain a child.
Ale problém, který v tom je, spočívá v tom faktu, že jednu neděli po druhé zůstáváte dítětem.
And God has something so much better than childhood for you.
Amen.
He has sonship. And sonship means be like your father. It says then in verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creature, that's the creation, is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Nebo stvoření pečlivě vyhledaje, očekává zjevení synů Božích.
Manifestation of the sons of God.
Zjevení synů Božích.
Now I know that term makes some people very angry.
Tohle některé lidi dokáže docela popudit.
Oh, you're one of those manifestation of the sons of God people.
Ty jsi takový ten člověk, ty patříš k té bandě, která pořád mluví o tom zjevení Božích synů.
Oh, no. False doctrine.
To je falešné učení.
No manifestation of sons of God.
Žádné zjevení Božích synů není.
Okay, then tell me what to do with this verse.
Dobře, tak mi vylož tenhle ten verš, o čem to je.
You believe they're all crazy people? Now you tell me your interpretation of that verse.
Pokud si myslíš, že to je falešné učení a ty lidé se zbláznili, tak mi ten verš vylož.
Okay, you know, just because a few people went crazy doesn't mean the word of God is crazy.
Jenom protože se pár lidí zbláznilo, tak to neznamená, že se zbláznilo Boží slovo.
The word of God is still true, even if every man is a liar.
Boží slovo zůstává pravdou, i kdyby každý člověk byl lhář.
And I'm not going to cross off the word of God because a couple of men took it wrong.
Nebudu si v Božím slově škrtat nebo ho nějak překrucovat jen proto, že ho lidé nepřijímají nebo si ho jinak vykládají.
The sons of God are not going to be manifest until God chooses the time of manifestation.
A Boží synové se nezjeví dříve, než se Bůh rozhodne, že je na to čas.
And I can't make it happen by faith and just by repeating it or praying it or anything else.
Ani já svoji, já žádným přičiněním to nemůžu uspíšit, ani svoji modlitbou nebo nějakou svoji snahou. Je to zcela Boží režii.
But brethren, it is true and it is the plan and purpose of God.
Ale bratři, to je pravda a je to Boží plán a záměr.
The hope is in the Holy of Holies.
Naděje je ve svatyni svatých.
And the likeness of Christ is a promise to us.
Připodobnění Kristu je zaslíbení, které nám bylo dáno.
And it says at the time appointed of the Father.
A píše se v čas uložený od Otce.
Amen. Galatians. There is a time appointed of the Father.
Existuje čas, okamžik, který je uložený od Otce.
Amen. Now, I don't have time to go into everything in Galatians, but let me just take one verse here.
Z Galatských,
Galatians 4.
Vezmu jeden verš ze 4. kapitoly.
It says that I'll just summarize. Abraham had two sons.
Zestručním to. Abraham měl dva syny.
Right?
Je to tak?
And who were his two sons?
Kdo byli jeho dva synové?
Isaac and Ishmael.
Ishmael.
Okay. And the word of God says that the one son was born of flesh and the other son of promise.
A písmo říká, že jeden z těch synů Ishmael se narodil podle těla a ten druhý Izák podle zaslíbení.
You can say, well, Brother Mark, I think there had to be some flesh involved there too, you know. Biology and all that. But that's not what God means when he says born of the flesh. The flesh means man's plans, man's ambitions, man's ideas.
To znamená lidské myšlenky, lidský plán, lidské ambice, lidský způsob.
Ishmael was clearly the plans of Abraham and Isaac flesh people.
ten Ishmael byl zjevně tělesný plán Abrahama.
So Sarah's idea, well, I cannot bear. It's been many years, and so it isn't going to happen. So bring Hagar, and then God will keep His promise to you, Abraham. Alright. But now Isaac came not because man was doing something. Men had given up. Abraham gave up. Sarah gave up. No more plans.
Abraham a Sara to vzali. Co se týče Izáka, už neměli žádné plány a neměli možnost.
And here comes Isaac. The promise. The promise.
Zaslíbení, podle zaslíbení.
Oh, Sarah, I'm 100 years old. Yes, Abraham, I'm 90 years old. So we're having a son. Amen. All right, now, it's saying here in Galatians that these are two kinds of churches. There's the church of Hagar,
je to církev Hagar,
and there is the church of Isaac.
Je to církev Izáka.
Yeah, this is two churches, come on. And the church of, let me read here.
Pojďme se to přečíst.
Verse 28. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise.
My jsme tedy, o bratři, jako Izák, synové zaslíbení.
But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now.
Ale jakož tehdáš ten podle těla splozený, protivil se tomu, kterýž byl podle ducha, tak i nyní.
You know, if you're going to be a son of promise church,
víte, pokud budete synem zaslíbení,
your biggest persecution is going to come from the sons of Hagar church.
Budete-li,
the sons of flesh.
Budete-li součástí té církve, ten syn zaslíbení, tak největší pronásledování a protivenství budete zažívat v té církve synů Agar.
You know, you don't see a name like that on those buses.
Víte, jak se mluví o těch autobusech, jak tam jezdí, takové jméno tam nenajdete.
Sons of Hagar born after the flesh, first church.
Církve synů zrozených podle těla z Hagar.
But some of them might just as well say it.
Ale některé z těch názvů to v podstatě vyjadřují.
Neither do we have to put the other long name to be recognized.
A není potřeba tam dávat žádné dlouhé jméno, aby jsme získali nějaké uznání nebo.
And so the persecution, probably more persecution from the false church than from the world.
Ta falešná nepravá církev je schopná více pronásledovat a více se protivit než tenhle svět.
At this point, the world is more interested in laughing at you and making joke about you.
Svět, ten spíš se vám bude smát, nebo si z vás bude dělat blázny.
And that will probably change when the time of Antichrist comes.
Povstane Antikrist, přijde doba Antikrista, tak se to změní.
Okay, one more quick look at sonship.
A ještě jeden rychlý pohled na.
Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11.
A tentokrát skočíme do epistoly Židům.
And we finish in Hebrews.
Kapitole 11 a tam také skončíme.
Hebrews 11.
Židé, kapitola 11.
And Hebrews 11 is called what?
Jak se říká, ta 11. kapitola Židů?
Called faith chapter.
Mluví se o ní jako o kapitole víry, je to tak?
So let's look at Moses and let's look at a choice of which church Moses wants to be part of.
Podívejme se na Mojžíše, jak si Mojžíš volil, které církve bude součástí.
By the way, you know, the world is also going to have its sons.
A mimochodem víte, že i
not sons of God, but sons of the world.
Bude mít svoje syny, budou to synové světa.
Do you know that the last plague was against the firstborn sons of Egypt?
Víte, že ta poslední rána v Egyptě byla proti prvorozeným synům egyptským.
And God is going to judge the sons of the world.
A Bůh bude soudit syny tohoto světa.
When you read the parable of the tares in Matthew 13,
kdyby se četli podobenství o koukoli v Matouši 13. kapitole,
the good wheat, it says, Jesus said, is the sons of the kingdom.
A Ježíš tam říká, že to dobré sýně jsou synové království.
And the tares, he said, are the sons of the wicked one.
A že ten koukol jsou synové toho zlého.
So God is allowing sonship in the world also.
A tak Bůh dopouští i tomu synovství v tom světě.
That means he's allowing the world to come to the highest, lowest pinnacle of wickedness.
Jinými slovy, dopouští tomuto světu, aby povstal do toho nejvyššího bodu zralosti, nebo zároveň nejvyššího bodu, protože je to růst ve zlu a převrácenosti.
I believe we're going to see, before it's over, we're going to see world dominion rulers that are more wicked than anything that has ever yet been on the scene.
Jsem přesvědčený, než tento věk skončí, takže uvidíme ty světové vládce tak zlé, převrácené, bezbožné, jako to dosud ještě nikdy na zemi nebylo.
Be ready to be among the sons of God.
Buďte připraveni být mezi Božími syny.
Be ready to be in the secret place of the Most High.
Buďte připraveni být v tom skrytém místě toho nejvyššího.
It is the only salvation.
To je jediné místo spasení.
Okay, now we quickly finish with Moses.
Mojžíš.
Verse 24. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Věrou Mojžíš byl dorostlý, odepřel slouky synem dcery faraonovi.
Moses was come to years.
Mojžíš dorostl, dospěl.
He was no longer a child. Took him 40 years to come to years.
Trvalo mu to 40 let, než dorostl.
And he had to make a decision of what kind of son is he going to be when he's 40 years old.
A ve 40 letech se dostal do bodu, kde se rozhodoval, čí syn bude.
Now he made a choice, and it was kind of an awkward way to make the choice.
Rozhodl se, způsob, jakým se rozhodl a vykročil do toho, byl trochu nešťastný, zvláštní.
Killing a man is not a good way to make the choice.
Zabít člověka není zrovna nejlepší způsob, jak se rozhodnout.
Egypt way, yeah.
Byl to egyptský způsob.
Okay. But what it says here, it says he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Ale čteme tady, že odepřel slouky, to znamená nazvat se synem dcery faraonovy.
It doesn't say Pharaoh, it says Pharaoh's daughter.
Tam se nepíše, že se nechtěl nazývat synem faraona, ale dcery faraonovy.
Now, woman, wife, bride, woman,
žena,
in the Bible,
nevěsta, Božím slově,
the feminine reference refers to church,
na ženu, mluví o církvi,
bride of Christ,
o nevěstě Kristově.
It has a spiritual meaning.
Má to duchovní význam.
So I'm saying, why does it say son of Pharaoh's daughter?
A tak jsem si říkal, proč se tady mluví o synu dcery faraonovy?
In other words, he could have been the head man of the church of Pharaoh.
Jinými slovy,
the church of Egypt.
Mohl být tím,
spiritually speaking.
Mohl se duchovně řečeno, se mohl stát vedoucím té církve faraonovy z Egypte.
No, I know they had their priests. I know that.
Já vím, že měli kněží v tom.
But this is Bible speaking now.
Ale tohle říká Boží.
He made a choice. I will not become the big son in Egypt.
Nebudu tím dospělým dorostlým synem Egypta, v Egyptě.
You know, some of us, when we come to years, we have to make a choice like that.
A i my, když dorosteme nebo dospějeme do tohoto bodu, tak se musíme jasně rozhodnout.
I came to a place where I was wanting to be the head man in the big hospital.
Byl okamžik v mém životě, kdy jsem se dostal do bodu, chtěl jsem být na vysoké pozici v nemocnici.
And I came to the realization I cannot serve two masters.
A uvědomil jsem si, že nebudu schopen sloužit dvěma pánům.
So I had to begin to release the one and lay hold of the other.
A tak jsem musel se toho jednoho začít pouštět a toho druhého se pevně přichytit.
So it says here, verse 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
Vyvolil v sobě raději protivenství trpěti s lidem Božím, nežli časné a hříšné pohodlí mítě.
He would have had a very pleasure-filled life in Egypt.
V Egyptě by měl Boží život naplněný potěšením a pohodlím.
He could have had the best house.
Mohl mít ten nejlepší dům.
The best horses, the best chariot.
Koně.
Yes.
Vozy.
The choice of the best woman in Egypt.
Mohl se vybrat ženy, jak
by. Whatever that would be. Yeah. Best slaves. He could have everything.
Nejlepší otroky, mohl mít, než by pomyslel, cokoliv.
Pleasures of Egypt. No.
Všechno,
pleasures of sin. No. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward.
Větší sobě pokládá bohatství nad egyptské poklady pohanění Kristovo, nebo prohlédal k odplatě.
By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
Věrou opustil Egypt, neboje se hněvu královského, nebo jakoby viděl neviditelného, tak se utvrdil.
Now when I read the book of Exodus, it read a little different.
Když jsem četl knihu Exodus, tak tam se o těchto věcech psalo trošku jinak.
I got the impression that he ran from Egypt because he was afraid of the king.
Tam čteme, že z Egypta uprchl, protože se bál o svůj život a bál se toho hněvu krále.
Why is Hebrews different?
Proč je to tady v té pištole Židů napsáno jinak?
First of all, Hebrews sees, first of all, the finished product of Moses.
Kniha Židů vidí dokončený produkt, dokončený výrobek, když se dívá na Mojžíše.
Hebrews also is showing the true motive that was in Moses' heart to take such a reckless act as he did.
A tady v Židech se dočítáme o tom pravém motivu, proč Mojžíš udělal to, co udělal, i když to bylo tak bezhlavé nebo nemoudré.
He was not a stupid man.
Mojžíš nebyl hlupák.
He had to realize that taking this action was going to end his life in Egypt.
Musel si uvědomovat, že když udělal podívne takový krok, že to ukončí jeho život v Egyptě.
And yet what he did was kind of stupid.
A přesto to, co udělal, bylo nemoudré, trochu hloupé.
How many of you have done stupid things?
Kdo z vás udělal možná někdy hloupou?
You thought you were doing the right thing.
Možná jste si mysleli, že děláte tu správnou dobrou věc.
It was not right at all.
To nebylo úplně správně.
But God sees your heart.
Ale Bůh vidí vaše srdce.
He forgives.
On odpouští.
He brings redemption.
Přináší vykoupení.
And he said, Moses,
a řekl Mojžíši,
you've still got things to learn.
Ještě jsou tu věci, kterým jsem
musel učit. I see that you want to be a son.
Já vidím, že chceš být synem.
But I'm going to have to sentence you to 40 more years.
Ale budu tě muset ještě na 40 let uvěznit.
And in 40 years, I'm going to teach you how to be a son. And you know, brethren, there was not an equal of the sons of God in this time period. Not a man of his time could equal him as a son of God. So I think I should come to an end now. And God bless you. And we need to overcome all things. And Revelation 21:7, he that overcomes all things, and he shall be called my son. Children, do not overcome all things. Sons, overcome all things. God bless you.